Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome. You guys are listening in to the Point Showtime Sunday. You guys are listening in. We're going to give you all the injury reports. We're going to tell you who to play, who to fade today. We're going to get to the point today. We're going to have a quick to the point show. We're going to be concise, precise, and we're going to get to the point, folks. We got a tight show today, a lot of Twitter questions, and keep the Twitter questions coming. You're listening in. This is Taha Rahman, and I have Aaron Holch on the line with us. Brandon Robertson today is on vacation, a much-needed vacation for Brandon, I guess. So you got Aaron and you got me today. So, Aaron, what's up, man? How's it going?
Man, it's going great, bro. How's everything been going for you?
Everything's going good with me. I know that we missed you last week on the show, and you've been looking to vent on the show, and we're going to make some time for you to vent about whatever you want to vent about, because I think everybody wants to listen to our, you know, in-house specialist on the Houston Texans. We talked about it a little bit on the other show, and we got a lot. We got a tight show for you guys today. Before we start the show, you know, I want to, you know, everybody knows that's been listening in this year, you know, we partner with DraftKings this year. So fantasy sports fans are winning huge cash prizes every day at DraftKings.com, America's favorite place to play daily fantasy sports. Daily fantasy means no season-long commitments. Play whenever you want. Just pick your sport and draft your team. It's like a new season every time you play, so you're never stuck with the same old players. Over $1 billion will be won at DraftKings.com this year, and you could be the one to win big. Go to DraftKings.com right now. Enter the promo code TOTHEPOINT to play for free. That's TOTHEPOINT for a free entry now at DraftKings.com. And TOTHEPOINT is with the number 2. Now, Aaron, you know, the Kansas City-Detroit game is going on right now. I got a stat for you that might blow your mind, okay, going on with this game. We have some injury updates. We're going to get to our stardom, grab a helmet, grab a clipboard segment. That's basically our stardom sit-em. Grab a clipboard means we want you to sit on the bench. Grab a helmet means we're putting you in. We have our new segment, and it's a segment that's been pretty hot. It's called It's Hot in Here. It's Smoke or Fire, because smoke will make you cough, fire will burn you. And these are about players that are popping up from everywhere, and we are going to tell you if it is, if they're the real deal or if they are just smoke. And then we have Twitter talk, and we have a ton on Twitter today. And then we'll get into our Fab Five, and we'll wrap up the show with It's Going to Be Wrong. That's our bold prediction and our special delivery. So jam-packed show, so we'll get to it. All right, so I told you, I promised you a stat that will blow your mind, right? So the Detroit-Kansas City Chiefs are playing right now, Aaron. In the last 3 years, Alex Smith has never had a pass interference call over 20 yards.
That's how bad he is. I was just watching this guy play right now. He can't even read his progressions, dude. There's a reason why. First of all, he shouldn't be a starting quarterback in the NFL. If you've only thrown 2 touchdowns to wide receivers in the past 2 seasons, you're trash. This guy is, I watch him, he's garbage. If he doesn't, the first thing he does, as soon as he reads his first progression, he doesn't look anything else, and he takes off running.
Exactly.
He has a noodle arm. That's the reason why he hasn't had a pass interference call over 20 yards, because he can't throw it further than 20 yards. This guy is, if anybody has him on your fantasy team and you've started him this season, you should fire yourself as a coach. That guy is trash.
Yeah, and this guy, like, you know, watching the game, you know, on third and seven, he throws that underneath pass to Travis Kelce, who takes it upfield. You know what I'm saying? So, like, you watch all these. He doesn't make any, doesn't take any chances down the field, and when you don't take it chances down the field, it's going to be really tough for you to win. Now, you know, you're watching this game. You know, Stafford throws another pick, and that's not on him. You know, it's off a deflection. But
yep.
That's what happens. You play versus Detroit, you win that game. You go versus Green Bay, you go versus, you know, teams that are not going to make mistakes like the Patriots. You go versus these games, you're not going to win. Your defense can't, like, you know, help you out and get you into, like, great field goal position. I mean, field goal position already. You know, like, right now they're already, in my mind, I'm thinking Andy Reid's like, oh, I'm going to settle for the field goal already. You know, never takes chances. And game managers work when you have a defense like the Baltimore Ravens. Let's be honest.
Right.
You know, Trent Dilfer was a game manager, but that defense was scoring touchdowns, right? Ray
yep.
Lewis went to him, Ed Reed went to him and says, just don't lose the ball, we'll win the game. That's not Kansas City. So
nope.
I'm with you. You got to throw the ball down the field. And Andy Reid has made – he's known for his offense. Brian Westbrook, you know what I'm saying? The Philly teams – he knows what he's doing, but he just doesn't have the right quarterback to do it. So when I heard that stat, I was like, I got to bring that up. That's just the definition of a game manager.
And you know what's funny is you can't even really be that – I'm not even really that surprised about it because he doesn't throw deep. You never see him throw deep. He's not even accurate. At least if you're going to throw deep, you're not going to throw deep, be accurate. He had a pass to Charcandre West right now. There
yeah.
was no one within 10 yards of him. And he overthrew him. I was like, what are you doing? I could get out there and make that pass.
Yeah. And this guy, just if you guys remember, this guy was the first pick overall, and Aaron Rodgers sat in the green room for 3 hours because he was the 20th pick
yeah.
overall. Guess who's laughing now? You know what I'm saying? Like, it happens, folks. It happens. I mean, he looked good. He had a high Wonderlic score. You know, that's what we measure quarterbacks on now. And so sometimes the combine stuff, you're just like, that's just stupid. I mean, how do you pass up on, you know, Aaron Rodgers? That guy is the man. Oh, look at that.
Yep.
So he just made a pass over 20 yards and Macklin didn't drive it.
It was dropped off.
All right. So, yeah. So I got some injury updates for everybody. So with the injury updates, there's kind of a weird one. Chargers tight end Antonio Gates with the MCL, who was questionable today, that hasn't practiced the last. Sources say that he is going to test his knee pregame and that he actually has a chance of playing today. That, I mean, that's huge. Dez Bryant is going to play, but only thing that will set him back is if he does his pregame drill and for some reason his knee's hurt, he won't play. John Brown from the Cardinals listed as questionable with hamstring, likely to play versus the Browns, but team wants to test him pregame because still not convinced. I told you about Dez Bryant. Eric Decker listed questionable with knee injury, plans to play versus the Oakland Raiders today. So as more injury updates come, I'll give it to you guys. Ben Roethlisberger, I know that's the big one that everyone's wondering about. Ben Roethlisberger is going to play today, and they said there is going to be no limitations on Ben Roethlisberger this week. So there's no, like, snap count. There's not a play that they're throwing out because he's coming back. They're convinced that he is fully healthy and he's going to play, and that's going to be a shootout. So those are the injury updates I have right now. And like, and then Ian Rappaport tweets, Trey Mason and Robert Quinn are both listed questionable. And in my mind, I'm like, who cares about Trey Mason? It's the Todd Gurley show, baby. What is Trey Mason questionable about? I mean, I know you got an ankle problem, but sitting on the bench, you're not putting that much pressure on your ankle, right, Aaron? Like, no one cares, Trey, okay? Get
yeah.
off the injury report.
You had your opportunity last year, so you're done.
Yeah.
Hey, man,
yeah,
I was going to bring up a – go ahead.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, I was going to bring up a few things for the listeners. Like, if you don't own Ladarius Green, you need to get him. Even when Gates has been in the game, Ladarius Green is still averaging about 14 points a game. The dude is a nasty athlete. And remember, I brought this guy up 2 years ago. And I was like, look, I got someone that's buried deep in the Chargers depth chart, but he's going to do something because they had high expectations of him. He's starting to show it this year. And like I said, especially with Antonio Gates being a game-time decision, Ladarius Green is for real. So if you don't own him, I would definitely think about picking him up because he's going to start doing bigger things and people are just going to grab him up. So, and then another thing, I know you're happy about Big Ben starting because that means Antonio Brown's about to go crazy.
Yeah, I mean, I'm super excited about that. But
you got
to
be doing a little dance for that one.
Yeah, I don't want Antonio Brown to go too crazy. I mean, he's playing the Bengals this week. So, you know, just don't go crazy. Go crazy enough, but not too crazy, you know. You were talking about Ladarius Green. You're absolutely right. The Chargers stated when Antonio Gates did come back from his injury and everything along those lines, Ladarius was still going to have a role in the whole segment. Like, he was still going to get to play a little bit and everything along those lines. So, I like Ladarius Green. I mean, the Chargers really have Keenan Allen, and you can't rely on Keenan Allen. That guy is 30 points one week, 10 points the next week. So, they need more pass catchers out of the backfield anyway, and they can use both of them in the same situation. Now, even though I did meet Antonio Gates week one of the NFL season in Vegas, and he was one of the coolest dude ever, and folks, Antonio Gates is much larger up close, okay? And now I know why he catches everything, because when he shook my hands, he was tickling my forearms at the same time. This guy is a man-child of a man. So I don't know if he's going to really play. MCL, man, that's nothing to really joke about. I know they say they're going to give him a shot, but I don't know. He's getting older. I don't know if the MCL, he's going to really try to give that a shot. So those are the injury updates. You know, we're going to get right into the show. We got a lot of Twitter questions today, Aaron, that we got to help some people out. So we're going to start our grab a clipboard, grab a helmet segment. This is basically our stardom sit-em segment. So I got a couple of people on, and you know, the list that I get from grab a clipboard, grab a helmet is completely off Twitter. Like, people that are just trending on Twitter big time. So the first guy I got is Stevie Johnson of the San Diego Chargers wide receiver. Do you give him a clipboard or do you give him a helmet this week?
I was looking at that. I'm not a big fan of Stevie Johnson, especially this year. He hasn't done too much. I know he had a good week early on, maybe even a good 2 weeks, but he has been injured. He struggled a lot last week. He did get some targets. He got 8 targets, so you always got to look at that. That's a positive because they're going to use him. He's a low end wide receiver 3 start. Like, if you just don't have any wide receivers and you need to plug him in, then I could see Stevie Johnson being an option because, once again, if Antonio Gates is not able to go, you got to get somebody's got to catch the ball. So he is an option, but for me, with the hamstring injury, it's something that always seems to come back and get people. I've seen a lot of athletes, once they get that hamstring injury, it's like they can never shake it. So for me this week, I would go ahead, see what he does. He struggled last week with some drop passes. I would say sit him this week.
Yeah, so I'm looking into this game, and, you know, I look at a lot of stuff. And the over-under, the highest over-under today is San Diego versus Baltimore. Okay, Vegas expects this to be a high-scoring game. I think it's like 54 points, okay? And I agree with them because, you know what, the Ravens can't stop a cold, and either can the Chargers, okay? I think there's just going to be some balls just thrown around all over the place, okay? The Ravens have one good cornerback in Jimmy Smith, and I think he's going to shadow Keenan Allen. And the reason he's not really that good, but he's very physical. And Keenan Allen, I mean, he's a pretty boy. I don't think he likes to get in the trenches. You watch all the games he struggles in, and his cornerbacks being physical with him. He had 8 targets, like Aaron was saying, last week. I just feel like he's going to get some opportunities to do well. And, you know, in fantasy, all we can ask for is opportunity. I agree with Aaron. He is a low-end low-end wide receiver three. If you don't have any other option, you got to start him. I give him a helmet this week just because of the fact that I think it's going to be a high-scoring game. And I don't love Stevie Johnson, but I love him over Malcolm Floyd. Okay, so that said, I'm going to give him – I'm going to go ahead and give him a helmet because Malcolm Floyd is – he is the definition of scrub. So the next guy we got is running back for the San Francisco 49ers, Reggie Bush, this week. Aaron, what are you giving him, a clipboard, or are you giving him a helmet this week?
I'm gonna give him a helmet, and I'm giving him a helmet solely based on the fact that running backs are a premium. If we had more running backs in the league, I would say sit him. But today, he's gonna get the bulk of the workload. I think they have a guy named Mike Davis that might take some carries away from him. But but I don't see that. I don't really see that being like too, especially this game, I don't see that being too much of a big deal. You know, once again, Reggie Bush hasn't always been healthy either, so you got to take that into account. But because they're playing, I mean, because the running backs are so scarce in this damn league, you got to give him a start. I know he hasn't done much, but Reggie Bush is a back that can also catch out the backfield. So if you're in a PPR league, that's huge. He can rack up like four or five catches for maybe 40, 50 yards, and maybe he'll get you 50, 60 rushing yards and maybe a touchdown. So just take that into account, and I give him a helmet.
Yeah, for me, Aaron's right. There's 32 teams in the NFL. A lot of them are on a bye. There's about 12 teams in each fantasy league, right? That means if you're the starting running back, you should be playing most weeks. I mean, the matchup versus St. Louis is a little scary because St. Louis's defense is pretty good, but they haven't been that great versus the run this year. Here, it's a twofold for me. If it's a non-PPR, I don't go with Reggie Bush. PPR, right. You got to go with Reggie Bush. Just because Colin Kaepernick is the worst, like I called him the whole year. He's what I call a Ponzi scheme, okay? He is the worst example of a quarterback in the NFL. There's nothing good about Colin Kaepernick, folks. He is complete trash. So with Colin Kaepernick being the quarterback, this guy, if he gets flustered, he's just going to fling the ball to Reggie Bush. And he was doing that even when Carlos Hyde was there and Bush was in the game. And I just think Reggie Bush might have a game where he gets 12 catches for 12 yards today. So in fantasy realm, that's 13.2 points, folks. And that's pretty good from running back. So with that being said, and if he punches one in, you know, you're good. But in a PPR league, I give him a helmet. In a non-PPR, I give him a clipboard. The next guy, Devontae Adams for the Green Bay Packers. This guy is probably had the most, like, jump with the Jordy Nelson injury, you know, in the preseason. His ADP, he was getting drafted around round 8, went up to round 4 and 3 for this guy, you know, and people weren't going crazy just because, you know, the number 2 in Green Bay has always eaten, and this guy has been a disappointment. He has been a disappointment, and when he was playing, and then he got hurt, and, you know, he's coming back this week. What's your feeling on Devontae Adams this week versus Denver? Sunday night.
Okay, so look, man, this guy, you said it, man. This guy, when Jordy went down, and God bless his heart because I had Jordy, I was like, you know what? Devontae is about to do big things. He showed some stuff last year towards the end of the season with Green Bay, and I was excited. I was actually going to draft him in the 6th round, and he got taken right before I was going to pick him. With that being said, I'm going to give him a week at least to see what he can do. I think Ty Montgomery's a little banged up, and so that's going to create some options for Devontae Adams. But the dude's been out for a while. So you got to see if he's ready to get back into the game speed. You know, if you've been out for 3-4 weeks, NFL is a very fast game, and if you haven't been playing in that game speed, there's a difference between practice speed and game speed. If you haven't been playing for a couple weeks or a few weeks, you're going to have to get your legs underneath you. So with that being said, I said give him at least a week because he wasn't doing much anyways when he was starting. So give him a week, see what happens. And if he looks pretty solid, he gets a good amount of targets, then I say next week you give him the start. But this week I'm saying you give him a clipboard.
Yeah, with Davante Adams, folks, I'm going to give you a weird stat, all right? This guy had over 40 touchdowns in his college career. That was 2 years in Fresno State. Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, people don't have that in 4 years in college. This guy did it in 2 years. He is legit, okay? I mean, let's not, you know, beat around the bushes. He is legit. He has the speed. He has the route. But he hasn't been able to put it together in the NFL. And we've seen a lot of college players that go and it just doesn't translate. You know what I'm saying? The cornerbacks, I mean, you know, in college football, you see two good cornerbacks every year. In the NFL, you see a good corner every day, you know. So Davante Adams is – see, for me, Davante, like, he's a sneaky play this week, okay? But, you know, with fantasy, you can't get too cute because too cute means you don't make the playoffs, okay? I'm with Aaron. You got to see what he can do. But if you played him, I wouldn't hate it because you're going versus Denver, right? I'm thinking Randall Cobb is going to be pretty much locked down this week. Denver's number one is going to lock him down, right? James Jones still gets the things. I think Davante has a chance to give you 4 or 5 catches for about 50 yards. You know, that's a 9-point, and if he gets a touchdown, obviously he's going to really wreck shop. But he can also give you 2 catches for 38 yards. Okay, so with me, I'm with Aaron. I'm going to give him a clipboard this week and just see how he does 1 week before I can start him. So that's what I'm doing with Davante this week. The next guy we got, Darren McFadden, Dallas Cowboys running back versus the Seattle Seahawks. Aaron, do you give him a clipboard or do you give him a helmet?
Man, let me tell you something. This guy looked, and you know Dallas' O-line is a beast. Man, if Darren McFadden could stay healthy, this guy's legit. When he came into the league, I was like, this is the next AP type stuff. You know what I'm saying? And he's even faster than AP, and that's what I liked about him. But the dude could never stay healthy. But you have to start him. You have to start him this week. He's coming off of 29 carries, 152-yard week with a touchdown. And he also got a couple receptions. So, like I said, with the running backs being a premium, Darren McFadden is the dude over there. As of now, you have to give him the start. I think he's going to do good things. It might not be the 29 for 152, but he's going to get the bulk of the carries. Christian Michael hasn't done anything over there. And what's his name? Joseph Randall? He had his opportunity. He didn't cash in. So D-Mac is the dude over there. Run DMC. You got to give him a helmet.
Yeah, I'm all over Run DMC. I mean, I'm such a Darren McFadden fan. I have a Darren McFadden jersey. I think this guy has all the abilities. And Aaron, I'm going to tell you the truth. If on this list today it was Aaron Holtz running back for the Dallas Cowboys, I would start you just because you're running behind the best offense. I mean, this line is massive, folks. I think by mistake you should be able to get about 55 to 60 yards on this, you know, with this offensive line. And that's why Joseph Randall, I think, has lost his job because he had, you know, that game that he had the 3 touchdowns in the first half, but he's really not been able to do what he needs to do. I don't care if you put 8 in the box or what, this offensive line is gross. And I'm starting Darren McFadden this week, a lot of stuff across the board, even versus Seattle. You know, Seattle's known for the Legion of Boom, but you know, I think you can run on Seattle. So Darren McFadden, behind that line, you've got to start. He's a must-start for me this week.
Oh, and take this into account. Seattle has looked like shit this whole season. They haven't – the one victory they did get was lucky. Or they have two, sorry. They have two victories. But one of them was Detroit should have won that game. So the Seattle Seahawks are not what they used to be. So, yeah, D-Mac, I think he can do some good things today.
Yeah, This next one, this is right up your, this is right up, right around the corner of 6'10" for you, Aaron. Right around the bend. Nate Washington, Houston Texans wide receivers, went bananas. Did you know he was the highest scoring wide receiver last week, Aaron?
I was so disgusted watching the Texans. I didn't even know he scored twice. I had to look him up because I had no idea he got 9 for 127 and 2 touchdowns.
Yeah, this guy was top dog wide receiver last week. Okay, this guy went bananas, folks. And that's BANANAS. He went bananas. Okay, as Fergie likes to say. So. Nate Washington, do you give him a helmet or do you give him a clipboard this week?
Man, just when I first looked at the players on Stardom or Sit'em, I was thinking you give him a clipboard. But I'm a big believer in riding the hot hand. And when you get 16 targets and you get 9 of them for 127 and 2 touchdowns, there's not a whole lot going on with the Houston Texans right now. So it's either going to go to Nate Washington or DeAndre Hopkins. That's about it. That's all you get. You don't have any tight ends over there. Cecil Shorts, once again, is hurt as always. So Brian Hoyer has to throw the ball to somebody, I guess, right? I mean, the Texans are just god-awful. They could start maybe J.J. Watt at tight end. I don't know. But with that being said, he's still a low-end start just because the Texans are so damn bad right now. But you got to give him a start after seeing him getting 16 targets. Nate Washington, back in Tennessee, that dude could ball a little bit. And DeAndre Hopkins takes away a lot of the pressure because DeAndre Hopkins is so damn good. So that's going to leave Nate Washington with some one-on-ones, and he'll probably get some more catches. I don't think he'll have a 9 for 127 and 2 touchdown week, but I could see him getting 5 or 6 catches for, 70, 80 yards. And shit, who knows? Maybe the Texans score a touchdown this week. Well, I say give him a start.
Nate Washington, you hit it. The best point you made is Cecil Shorts out, which means Nate Washington is the number two.
Yep.
And the Houston Texans, the Houston Texans don't even have a guy that even can dress up like a tight end for Halloween. I mean, like this Fitzwerdick or whatever his name is, they call him Baby Gronks. Yeah, right. Okay, they don't have nothing that even looks like a tight end. So, with all that said, there's only two people you can throw the ball to, okay? And then Arian Foster last week, let's go with the stats, right? Nate had 12 targets, right? How many targets did
16.
Arian have? He had 16, right? And DeAndre Hopkins had probably around 10 right there. So that's,
I can tell you right now.
Oh, yeah. So that right there is about 30-something targets, folks. And if I say I'm taking a guy out that had, 16 targets, which was Arian Foster, because Alfred Blue or Bang Bang Chicken and Shrimp is not going to get 16 targets together, which means it's just more targets for Nate Washington. This is a no-brainer. I really think Nate Washington this week is a wide receiver, too. Seriously, I mean, you've got to play this guy. He has the opportunity, and in fantasy, all we want is opportunity. The guy that's going to have opportunity, I think Nate Washington this week is going to do well for you. So for me, grab a helmet for Nate Washington as well. The last guy,
it was 35 targets between the
all
three
together.
Of them. Yeah, it was 16 for Nate, 12 for DeAndre, and 7 for Arian.
Okay,
crazy.
So you take those. Yeah, you take those 7 away from Arian, and that's just more targets for Nate. Yeah, come on, folks. You got to play this guy this week. The last guy I got is Doug Martin on the list, running back for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Aaron, grab a clipboard or grab a helmet for this guy.
Man, I like the resurgence of the muscle hamster again, man. I was hoping he wasn't done. 2 years ago, the dude looked like a world beater. And then last year he faded like the wind, and now this year he looks good, man. I like what I see out of Doug. He's has 3 straight 100-yard games. The dude's beasting. He goes in a PPR league. He goes 25 points, 36, and 20. You got to start him. There's no question. He's getting splitting not splitting, but Charles Sims does take a couple carries from him. Charles Sims looks good too. But Doug Martin's going to get the bulk. You know, barring injury, Doug Martin is that man over there. So for me, there's no question you got to start Doug Martin today.
Yeah, you know, I pulled these off Twitters when people put, like, should I start Doug Martin or this stuff? I almost lost my shit for 3 days straight, like, because people were like, should I start Doug Martin or Latavius Murray? I'm like, Latavius Murray? This, you better go somewhere with Latavius Murray. I mean, I literally got on a Twitter beef with someone. I said, listen, the Patriots ran the ball 3 times versus the Jets, okay? Because the Jets are for real, folks. Okay, they Patriots are not stupid, okay? Latavius Murray or Doug Martin, this guy has 3 100-yard rushing. This guy's an RB1 right now, you know? People still keep throwing C.J. Anderson in their lineup. This guy, you can get all the yards C.J. Anderson has all this year, and he probably doesn't equal 100, right? You keep start throwing Jeremy Hill, C.J. Anderson in your lineup, but Doug Martin's a question mark for you. That's outrageous. Doug Martin's an RB1. This is when this guy's playing, doesn't matter who, until he proves you wrong, you start this guy. 100 yards the last 3 games, this guy's bananas. So, yeah, Doug Martin, for sure, grab a helmet this week. So that's all we have for grab a clipboard, grab a helmet. We're going to go into our next segment. I know Aaron has the list. We're going to go with a couple of players. Our next segment we like to call It's Hot in Here, folks. And I will explain to you what we mean by it's hot in here. In fantasy, you have players that come and they're a one-hit wonder, okay? Like Ice Ice Baby. Or they're really, it's hot, okay? So fire will burn you, smoke will make you cough. So if we think this guy is going to keep it going, we're going to call him fire. If we think he's just a puff of smoke and he's going to disappoint, we're going to call him smoke. So the first guy we have on this list is my new man crush of the NFL. This guy almost made my bold prediction come true. I'm going to go with Stephon Diggs, Minnesota Vikings wide receiver. Aaron, I'm going to throw it to you. Stephon Diggs, is this guy fire or is this guy smoke?
Man, this dude right now is super hot. You got to start this man. You want to talk about riding the hot hand? This dude has got 29 targets. So let's say 30 targets the last 3 games. And I'm no math whiz, but that's averaging 10 targets a week. Anybody that's getting that type of look is going to make something happen. And I've been paying attention to him because, honestly, I didn't know that much about Stephon Diggs. But when he starts doing things like that for the past 3 weeks, catching 9 receptions, getting 100 yards, getting touchdowns, people start to look. So the dude's for real. He's hot. I say keep it going with him.
Yeah, Stephon Diggs. You know how you said he has 19 targets the last 3 weeks, Aaron?
No, 30.
He's 30, but he has 19 catches the last 3 weeks, right? But he's only played the last 3 weeks. Folks, he didn't play in the beginning of the season, okay? Stephon came out, and he is balling out, okay? This guy is absolutely fire, okay? 6 for 87. 7 for 129. 6 for 108. His average per catch this year is 17.1. And he has a connection with Teddy Bridgewater. Stephon Diggs, no-brainer. This guy is fire, folks. The next guy I got on this list, this guy is been balling. So running back for the Miami Dolphins, Lamar Miller from the U. Aaron, is he fire or is this guy smoked?
So early in the season, this dude was the definition of Puff the Magic Dragon. but as of late, I know he didn't have a good game against New England, but let's just face it, New England's on a pace to go undefeated again. New England is a beast of a team, so you can't really – he still got you in the PPR league. He still got you 14 points. His rushing attempts were down just because Miami was down so quickly. they didn't have a chance to even run the ball. And what was great is he caught out of the backfield. He had, I believe he had 5 catches. So, and the 2 weeks previous, he was 20 points and 39 points. The dude is doing good things now. Dan the Man Campbell's using him like he should be. Because at the beginning of the season, I did not like Lamar Miller as a start at all. He wasn't getting the chance. They're giving him the chance now, and he's showing that he can still, I mean, showing that he can do his thing out there. 113 yards a couple weeks ago, 175 yards. That was against the Texans with only 14 rushing attempts. But he's hot. So I give him, you know, yeah, hopefully he can continues to do that.
Yeah, I think Lamar Miller is the definition of fire, folks. The reason this guy is fire is because he's got a new head coach, and that's what it is. Phil is completely a moron. Lamar Miller was averaging 6 carries a game for the Dolphins before Dan the Man took over, you know. So, yeah, folks, if he keeps getting the carries, he has the abilities, he has all of that. So I think this guy is fire. You should be very comfortable plugging this guy in your lineup every week. Aaron made a great point. You know, you can't look at the Patriots game and, you know, say, okay, well, this guy is smoke. He's not. I mean, they were down so much. And even in a PPR league, he got you 13 points, 14 points this week. So I think this guy is fire. Lamar Miller, both of these guys are fire. I think this is the first time on Hotnin here we got 2 fires. We usually have 1 smoke in there. So, yeah, so yep. That's kind of huge for us. So, you know, we're going to keep it going with the show. And then before we go into our next segment, which is Twitter talk, and we got a ton on Twitter this week, Aaron, I'm going to go into our DraftKings read. As you guys know, we partnered with DraftKings this year, and fantasy sports fans are winning huge cash prizes every day at DraftKings.com, America's favorite place to play daily fantasy sports. Daily fantasy means no season-long commitments. Play whenever you want. Just pick your sport and draft your team. It's like a new season every time so you're never stuck with the same old players. Over $1 billion will be won at DraftKings.com this year, and you could be the one to win big. Go to DraftKings.com and enter the promo code To The Point to play for free. That's To The Point for a free entry at DraftKings.com. All right, got that done. Got the house cleaning stuff done. Now we're going to get into Twitter talk, okay? And these are questions that are tweeted straight to us. And for everyone that sends us tweets and stuff, we really appreciate it, everything that you guys do. Hopefully we're helping you win. I know we have some, you know, people that tweet us every week. And for the people that are listening in, if you ever have a question about fantasy football, you don't know who to start, or if you have a trade offer and you want another perspective, you can always use the hashtag To The Point 2. And that's the number 2, the point 2. Okay. So tweet us questions. So I got some tweets for us right now. First one, Aaron. All right. It says, who should I start this week? Dez Bryant or Martellus Bennett? In my flex.
Ooh. You know, Dez Bryant's like that Lamborghini that's just sitting in the garage, and you just want to take him out for a drive like immediately.
Yeah.
Because it's like it's there. What's the status on Dez Bryant? Like, I mean, he's
playing.
He said he's going to play.
Yeah, he's going to play, but I think he's going to be limited. I mean, they said the only way he doesn't play is if before the game starts and he does his pregame warm-ups and his legs tighten up. So he should be fine.
They say he's going to be on a pitch count is what they're saying.
Yeah.
But Dez Bryant's just so explosive, man. And he hadn't played the whole season, really.
Yeah.
And whoever, you know, you drafted him because you want to see him play, and he's back. So,
yeah.
Let me see something real quick. Hold on, because I'm leaning towards starting Dez. Let me check one thing real quick, because I want to make sure. Let's look at something here.
Well, while you look at it, I'll show you what
you
I
got.
Think.
Yeah, go ahead.
Dez Bryant is a guy you took in the first round or early in the second round. He is, like Aaron said, the Lamborghini you just want to test drive. Matt Castle is his quarterback. I don't believe in Matt Castle that much. He's going versus Seattle. It's his first game. He's probably going to get 20 snaps. And in that 20 snaps, you know what? He might have 19 catches for 250 yards and two touchdowns. But that's if Tony Romo's playing. But it's Matt Castle, folks. Martellus Bennett has a juicy matchup. Jay Cutler's there. They're going to be down. Chicago's always down. He's going to get the snaps. And Martellus is a top – I mean, I think if it was like Dez Bryant and like someone scrubbish, I say Dez Bryant. But Martellus is probably, going into the year, was top five tight ends, right, you must have. So you're talking about a top five tight end and probably a top five wide receiver, but this wide receiver is coming off an injury and hasn't played in forever. So that's why I got to go to Martellus. I just – in this situation, I have to go Martellus over Dez Bryant.
Yeah, I agree. I looked at a few things. I agree for this week. Next week, you're going to see how Dez Bryant plays, and hopefully he's pretty much 100%. He doesn't have any more injuries. You never want to see anybody get hurt. Give Dez a week and then take the Lamborghini out for a drive. But this week, Martellus Bennett, man, I was just looking at it. He gets targeted a lot, 13, 11, and 11 the past three times. He had a bye week last week. So,
yeah,
he's getting the looks. And Dez Bryant is, you bring up the good point. They're playing Seattle. Matt Castle is the quarterback. It's not Tony Romo. Had it been Tony Romo, I might say, you know what, let's give Dez a start. But for this week, let's see how Dez looks. Hopefully he's, like I said, he's 100%, and then next week give him the start. But we'll go Martellus.
Yeah. Before we go on to our next Twitter, I'm watching the game as we speak. Are you watching the game right now, Aaron?
Yeah, I got
while
it.
We're doing the show.
Yep.
Pam Oliver looks horrible, doesn't she? Like, she got these city – she got some miles on Pam Oliver. Pam Oliver looks like shit, folks. I'm just giving it to you. And there's no telling how much dick Pam Oliver has sucked to get these one-on-one exclusive, okay? She's got fired and rehired so many times. It's unbelievable. And she looks rough, folks. That's an update. Pam Oliver came on the screen. I couldn't even go to the next question. I really couldn't. I'm like, man, she looks rough. All right, now we go to the next question. Now, some of these tweets are pretty hard, all right? This next one. Should I start Andy Dalton versus the Steelers or Drew Brees versus the Giants? And Drew Brees is going versus one of the worst pass defense, and, Andy Dalton has a juicy matchup. Who do you start here, Aaron?
Okay, I'm just going to tell you from the beginning, I'm starting Drew Brees, and I like what Andy Dalton's been doing. I love what Cincinnati's been doing, man. They've been balling. But with that being said, Dalton and Pitts going against Pittsburgh, that's a rivalry game. I think it's going to be low scoring, hard hitting. I still think Cincy will probably get the victory, but I don't think it's going to be a high scoring game. I would like it to be. I mean, Big Ben, he's just coming back. Hopefully he's close to 100% and it's a shootout. That's what we're hoping for. Because
yeah.
I have Big Ben too in my other league. But I don't see it happening this week. Brees with going up against the Giants. Drew Brees is the man. He's been doing it for years. I know Saints aren't doing as much this year. But for me, I'm going to start Brees this week just because they're going up against the Giants.
Yeah, with me, this is close, folks. I mean, Andy Dalton, you guys know I'm a big Bengals fan. Andy Dalton's been looking great, and everyone's waiting for Andy Dalton to have that one game where he implodes, and I really don't think it's really coming yet, not until Monday night, until we get a game on Monday night and the lights are on. Which is gonna suck. The game's at 12 o'clock. Andy Dalton is a 12 o'clock superhero, okay? Drew, it's close. I mean, this is really close. These are some good questions. I really think you can't go wrong. I think Brees will feast. I'm going to say Andy Dalton on the sheer fact he's the number one scoring number one scoring quarterback in fantasy right now. I think you can't bench that. We take Dalton's name out, we scratch that out, and we put Aaron Rodgers or someone else. You take that. But the only reason you're thinking about it, I think, is because it's Dalton. But I don't think you can go wrong either ways. I think both of them will have a good week, and this is a good problem to have. Next question. It even gets harder. Which tight end do I start week 8? Greg Olsen or Tyler Eifert?
You have to give me a second with this one. Because Olsen,
I mean, these are tough, okay? And this is what I want to say. This is tough, but me and Aaron always talks about this. It's called the Monday Night Ray of Hope.
Yeah.
And that Monday Night Ray of Hope is Greg Olsen. And there's nothing sexier than the number one target going for Monday Night Football, okay? I think Tyler Eifert's going to beast. He's been looking great, and I'm a Bengals fan. I think he's going to have a good day. But I'd rather take the Monday Night Ray of Hope, folks. You know, Monday night, he's the number one target for Carolina. I mean, no one's going to ever say that he's not. I got to go Greg Olsen Monday night versus the Colts. I mean, he's your Ray of Hope, folks. So Greg Olsen's my guy that I would go. But I honestly think you can flip a coin, and you won't be wrong either way. So I'm going Greg Olsen.
Yeah, I mean, for me, I love having a player Monday night. That's just, I've always, if I can put a player in that's of value for the Monday night game, I'm going to do it. It's close, you know, like you said, it's another good problem to have. I think you can't go wrong either way. But for me, if I had to pick, man, number one target, you got to go with Greg Olsen. Tyler Eifert has been doing well. But A.J. Green's the number one target over there. Let's not kid ourselves. So A.J. Green is the man. He takes away from Tyler Eifert, which is not – I mean, he doesn't take away a lot. Eifert, like I said, he's been doing his thing. But for me, I'm going with Greg Olsen this week.
Yeah, you know, Michael Irvin calls him A.J. Money Green. And that's a nice little nickname for him. Next question we got – which quarterback do I start this week, Cam Newton or Ben Roethlisberger?
I'm starting Ben. Okay.
These are some good questions. And like I'm telling you, these are some things that I have to be like, oh. But, yeah, go ahead.
So here's the thing. I'm starting Big Ben just because I've been waiting, and my other quarterback, I did a good coaching change. I think Matthew Stafford has done absolutely nothing. So I started Big Ben this week, but I don't have Cam Newton sitting on my bench, so it makes it a little difficult. Once again, guess what? Cam Newton's on Monday night, right? And we just got done talking about that. The Panthers look damn good, and having Cam Newton go on Monday night, he's been doing. He's consistent. He's going to get you consistent about 25 fantasy points, depending on how your scoring system is. He hadn't had a lot of passing yards, though. He has had a 300 and a 269, but other than that, he's been in the 100s. Okay, I'm going to say start Cam. I'm going to say start Cam this week. It's a Monday night game. Indy looks like shit. Something's going on in the front office with them. Something's not right. I think Cam will jump on him. If you didn't have Cam, I'd say start Big Ben. But since you have him, Cam, start Cam. Give Big Ben a week just to see, make sure his knee is good. Then after that, I would say Big Ben's the man because Big Ben has more weapons. But for this week, I would start Cam Newton.
Yeah, Big Ben is my quarterback in 80% of leagues, and that's for real. I expect him, and in the beginning of the season, boy, Big Ben surely looked like he was going to compete for that MVP this year before he got hurt. And I'm not joking. That's not me, like, you know, blowing smoke up your ass. Big Ben looked amazing, but is the first game back. Bengals defense pretty good. Aaron already talked about it. I don't think it's going to be a high scoring game either. I think anytime it's a rivalry game and anytime it's a division game, it's usually, you know, not as high scoring as you expect because they just have more tape on each other. Cam Newton's look good, and the thing that makes Cam so scary is if you guys get into the red zone, Cam might run it in. you know. Yep. And when you run in a touchdown, it's the same amount of points in every league across the board. You know what I'm saying? So Cam Newton, I'm going with Cam. But, you know, I have flip-flopped on this so much. I was like Cam, and then I got the report that Big Ben's not going to be limited. And then I'm like Big Ben, and then I think about it, I'm like the Monday Night Ray of Hope, and the Colts are garbage. So I'm going with Cam too. So yeah, we're on the same page on that. I'm going with Cam, but it's like pulling teeth. Got another one. Antonio Andrews, Dez Bryant, Michael Crabtree, Nate Washington need one flex. Who do you start?
Okay, hold on. Antonio Andrews?
Yeah, the running back from Tennessee. Dez Bryant, Michael Crabtree, Nate Washington.
Damn. So that's four. And so you just need one?
Yeah. Flex.
Yeah, Michael Crabtree's been looking pretty good. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. What do you, since I'm looking at this right now, I know you've kind of seen them a little bit prior to, what is your take while I look up some stuff real quick?
All right. My take on this, Antonio Andrews, this guy shouldn't even be in the conversation. Throw him away. David Cobb is back, folks. Number two, Michael Crabtree. He's good. He was good in Texas Tech. Dez Bryant, first game back. He's going to be on a limited snap count. And if for any reason Dez even hobbles or Dez even does anything, you know what the Cowboys are going to do? Pull him out of the game. I got to go with Nate the Great. Nate Washington. I got to go with Nate Washington. He's going to get the opportunity to do well. So I got to wait 1 week on Dez Bryant. I say Nate Washington.
Yeah. Antonio Andrews, like you said, he hasn't done much all season to do, you know, so you can't risk that. Dez Bryant, you know, just coming back from the injury. You want to give him a week unless you just absolutely needed him. You want to give him at least 1 week. Michael Crabtree and Derek Carr are they're looking good, and with Amari Cooper. But Crabtree's been kind of up and down this season. So Nate Washington, we talked about on start him or sit him. You got to give him the start, man. He had 16 targets. They don't have much going on in with the Texans. And I would say with you having to pick one, go Nate.
Yeah. So Nate on that. And then I think we have another question, one more question. Alfred Blue or Antonio Andrews this week is the last one.
Alfred Blue and who?
Antonio Andrews.
So Antonio Andrews' name pops up again?
Yeah, pops up again. It's a lot on Twitter.
Yeah, I'm going to keep it short and simple, Ben. I don't like either one of them, but, you know, Alfred Blue is going to get more touches, especially David Cobb's back for Tennessee. Alfred Blue, I mean, that's a tough one just because they're both not good. But if you got to pick one or the other, you're hoping Alfred Blue has another performance like he did a couple weeks ago where he had 31 carries for like 150 yards. You know, he has the potential, but he has to go high volume. Alfred Blue is not going to take it to the house type of dude. He doesn't have that game-changing ability, so he needs to get 25, 30 touches. They don't have anything in Houston with Houston, with Arian Foster going down again, so Alfred Blue or Chris Polk is going to get the carries. And you're hoping Alfred Blue gets more. I would start Alfred Blue.
Yeah, for me, I actually like Alfred Blue this week. He is a bulk. He has to get a lot of carries to be effective. But the last game he played where he was the starter before Arian came back, Aaron just gave you the stats. I just feel like they have to establish the run. They've been passing the ball 50 times a game, and it hasn't worked. You know what I'm saying? You have to come out of the game. You have to establish the win. And if I remember correctly, the last time Alfred Blue did that, you guys won the game. You know what I'm saying? So you gotta go with what works, folks. You haven't won since then. So I say Alfred Blue. Antonio Andrews, it's not even close. But I like Alfred Blue this week. I think he'll have a good game. So that's our Twitter talk, Aaron. We're going into our Fae 5, and I'm going to give everybody the updates on the Fae 5. So far this year on the Fae 5, I'm in first place with 17. I'm in 17 and 8. Aaron's at second place with 14 and 11. And Brandon is at 13 and 12, just hovering over the 500 mark. So we're gonna go into it. And he had a 4-1 week. So if he didn't have that 4-1 week last week, he has a losing record. So Mooch, send me his picks. Okay, that's what I'm gonna call Brandon from now on. Mooch, send me his picks. But I'll start it off. First game, Giants versus New Orleans. I will go with this. New Orleans is terrible. I don't know how they win the games, but they've been winning games. So with that said, I'm going New Orleans. Aaron, who you got?
I'm going New Orleans as well.
Yeah, and Mooch sent me his picks, and Mooch said he's going with the Giants, folks. Next game, Cincy versus Pittsburgh in Pittsburgh. Aaron, who you got?
Why do I always pick against your team, bro? And every single week they win.
That's the
like
difference.
That's
the difference between our picks. I've picked Cincy every time. That's why I'm 17-8, and you got those three losses. I mean, Cincy. That's why you're in second place. We'd be tied right now if you went Cincy.
God, if I would just pick your team, I would be tied with you. With that being said, I'm going to Pittsburgh.
Aaron, you know, you're not the only one at Pittsburgh. Brandon went Pittsburgh. I'm going Cincy because I believe in our defense more than Pittsburgh. And, folks, don't think I'm going to choose Cincy every week. Trust me, when that Monday night game comes, it can be Cincinnati versus the, Wisconsin West High School, and I'm going Wisconsin West High School, okay? So, but until then, at 1 o'clock games, I'm going Cincinnati. Next game, Seattle versus Dallas. I'll tell you Brandon's pick. Brandon went Seattle.
Okay.
I'm going to go with Seattle. Who do you got, Aaron?
Yeah, I'm going with Seattle as well.
Seattle. All right. Sunday Night Football, Green Bay versus Denver. Aaron, who you got?
Man, this is going to be a good game. I'm looking forward to this game for sure. I think this is going to be the best game of the week. You're about to see what Aaron Rodgers can do. Peyton Manning, man, I hope he's – you never want to see a legend decline that much. I hope it's a high-scoring, fun game to watch, exciting. Lots of points for everybody in fantasy. With that being said, I'm going to go Green Bay.
So, Denver, since Peyton Manning's been there on primetime games, right, when they play anywhere except Denver, he's 1-8. When they play in Denver, he's 8-1. With that said, I'm going Denver. I mean,
that's how I make up this ground. That's two different picks so far.
Yeah, two different picks. Last game, Indy versus Carolina. Brandon went with Indy. He's very bold, folks. He's 13-12. So I'm going with Carolina. Aaron, who do you have?
Yeah, I'm going with Carolina, dude. The Colts are in disarray. I don't know what the hell is going on with those boys, but I got Carolina.
Yeah, I mean, there's no way. I mean, Brandon gutsy calls on that game, but I don't think it's close. But
have you
we'll
seen
be on
what Thomas Davis
week.
And Luke Kuechly have you seen what Thomas Davis and Luke Kuechly are doing over there again? It's ridiculous.
Yeah, yeah. And then they have probably one of the best shutdown corners there that no one knows about. That Norman character is legit. He is legit, folks. So, T.Y., you ain't doing nothing this week. I have him on my team, and I'm starting him because it's T.Y. Hilton. You have to. But I don't know. There's no way. Indy, I believe in that. I mean, Indy just went to New Orleans and got spanked. Carolina's a different kind of animal, folks. They're a different kind of animal. So I'm going Carolina. But you know what? Next week we're going to be on this show, and Brandon's going to get this right because, like, the Colts are going to win, like, 41-20, and we're going to be like, this is the NFL for you, folks, not for long.
Yep.
So that's
any given Sunday.
Any Given Sunday. That's our Fave Five. So, you know, we're coming to the end of the show. Look, we're right at an hour. You know, we kept it quick for you guys. We're coming in here. We're going to do our two segments, our favorite segments, in the end of the show. I'll put some music on for you, Aaron.
Thank you.
And we're going to go with who. Give us your bold prediction and give us your special delivery this week. Who you got?
All right. So my bold prediction, I've liked what I've seen a couple weeks from him, the tight end for New Orleans, Ben Watson. I'm going to say 2 touchdowns today, 100 yards, 8 catches. It's happening.
Ooh.
I need it.
That's a bold prediction.
That's big.
Now, let's tell the truth. Do you have Ben Watson on a team?
I do. I have him in our league.
You do? Oh, so you need that performance for him.
Yeah, I mean, well, I'm playing Houston Cougars, bro. I really don't need much, but
yeah,
I'm going to stomp that dude. You know, he's been giving me shit. He came up to me. He was like, hey, man, you need a running back, and I need a receiver. Let's make something happen. I said, bro, I'm undefeated. You're 2-5.
Yeah,
I'm not changing anything up in my team.
I think he sent that max text out. He said, he told me, you have good receivers and I have running backs. Let's make this happen. I said, I have Devontae Freeman. Go fuck yourself. That was my response. So, folks, that's just us talking about our league. But what's your special delivery, Aaron, this week?
All right, so my special delivery, I got to keep it within Houston. You know those big foam fingers?
Yeah.
I'm sending a big foam finger, the middle finger, to the whole Texans organization for the shit you have put us through yet again, another year wasted. And I'm completely annoyed with the fact that we can't get our shit together. Bob McNair, you think we have the most upstanding group of men. You don't want to give Ray Rice a shot. You let Rick Smith just destroy our team. Rick Smith is an idiot. And Bill O'Brien, you are not the answer. And I'm telling you, you better make a change quick, or else there needs to be some firing going on. And I hate to say that because you never want to see that happen. But you guys are getting a big foam middle finger from me for the shit you're putting the Houston Texans fan through yet again.
And before I go into my special delivery and before I go into my bold prediction, Aaron, I'm going to agree with you on one thing. Bill O'Brien needed to be fired last week, okay?
Yeah.
And I tell everybody this, okay? Houston is one of the biggest markets in the United States, okay? Bill O'Brien, first NFL head coaching job with the Houston Texans, that's a mistake, folks, okay? You get your first NFL experience with the Cleveland Browns, you know, with the Cincinnati Bengals. You know what I'm talking about with these small market teams, okay? You don't get it with the Houston Texans. What are you thinking about? You got J.J. Watt, a $100 million man. You got Arian Foster. You have Andre Johnson. At the time when he got hired, you have Andre Johnson. You have Cushing. You just take the first pick overall in Clowney, probably one of the most exciting defensive end to come out of the NFL at that time. And you go with Bill O'Brien, folks. I'm pretty sure there's about 9 coaches on their yachts that needed to get a call. Bill Cowher was the guy you needed to give everything to bring to that organization. Bill Cowher was the guy you had to hire. Bill O'Brien, you got the wrong Bill, is not the answer. Do not look in college football for the next coach. Do not look anywhere else except guys that have experience that can take over this market. The Texans are way too talented to be losing. They have Dwayne Brown, probably one of the best tackles in the NFL. They have too many big pieces to be losing. And I am telling you that Bill O'Brien needs to be fired this year. And it's just he's done a horrible job as a coach. He looks good on Hard Knocks because he makes people laugh, but he's still making people laugh with the dumbass decision he's making. So, Bill O'Brien, it's been nice. Adios. You know what I'm saying? Don't let the door hit you where the good Lord split you. Because, I mean, Bill O'Brien is a joke of a coach. And Rick Smith needs to go with him as well. You're right, Aaron. That's a middle finger. You know what? Send one from me to that, too, because this AFC South is a joke right now because of all the asinine stuff going on. You know what they need to hire? Because the Colts are going to fire that coach this year. They need to hire that coach. They bring
yeah,
him
I'll
on.
Take Chuck Pagano.
I'm being dead serious. The Colts are going to make a mistake and fire Chuck this year. Go bring Chuck. Seriously, go bring Chuck. That's the smart decision to make. Don't go look in the college thing. So I'll start. I digress, folks. I will go into my bold prediction. My bold prediction is for the game that Aaron talked about already. Is he's looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to it. My bold prediction, 350 yards, 4 touchdowns for Peyton Manning, Sunday versus the Packers, folks. Yep, 350 yards and 4 touchdowns for Peyton Manning this week, Sunday. He's you know, he got some juice on it. He put some biofreeze on that shoulder. Feeling good. he's coming out. Okay. My special delivery. I am going to send Stick'em to Martellus Bennett of the Chicago Bears, because this guy has more drop passes than God knows what. He gets the targets that Aaron's been talking about, 12, 11, 13, but he catches 4 balls for 42 yards. Martellus, you're better than that. That's 12 targets. You got to at least catch 6. So that's what I'm sending to Martellus Bennett this week. Folks, it was nice. We didn't have Brandon. He'll be back next week. I think me and Aaron did a good job holding down the fort. We gave you 1 hour tight. And, you know, fantasy football, this shit's real. See you guys next week.